When they were gone, the Badger Lord folded his paws across his broad chest and faced Mara.
Young maid, have you nothing to say for yourself? Missing, without a word to any beast, for 2 whole nights? Now you return, bringing a ferret and a weasel here?
Mara shook her head in bewilderment.
How could you be so rude to those 2 young creatures? They are my friends.
Earthstripe's paw crashed loud against the tabletop.
Friends? A ferret and a weasel, they are not friends, they are vermin. Have you no sense, Mara? Ferrets, weasels, stoats, rats and foxes have caused murder and warfare in Mossflower since before the days of my ancestors. Who are they with? Where is the rest of their band?
Screwing up his courage, Pickle chipped in.
I say, sir, steady on. Those 2 chaps were all alone when we met them. They travelled up from the southwest. Actually, they're rather jolly.
Earthstripe's roar cut him short.
Silence, Fulgar! When I want your opinion, I shall ask for it. Go to your room this instant. It's time you learn to grow up and show some her responsibility.
Pickle vacated the dining room in haste, knowing it was useless to argue with a badger lord of Earthstripe's temper. Huge tears welled from Mara's eyes to drip onto the table. The badger lord gave a deep sigh of helplessness and shook his great striped head.
Mara, little one, please don't cry. I'm sorry I lost my temper, but I thought you knew about our enemies.
The badger maid rubbed paws into her eyes, sniffing.
They're not all enemies, but you don't seem to care. You don't even want me having Pickle as a friend. Sometimes I wish I was dead instead of being stuck inside this miserable old mountain.
Earthstripe pulled a spotted kerchief from his forge apron and gently wiped her eyes, sadness and concern showing on his heavy features.
Please don't say that, Mara. You are all I have. And some day, when I am gone, the duty may fall upon you to rule this mountain. I know it is a lonely and demanding life, but it is our solemn duty as badgers to protect Mossflower and its shores. Only then can good, honest creatures, not as strong as we, live in peace and happiness. You must believe me, Brown Eye.
The sound of the pet name he had called her as an infant brought a flood of fresh tears. Mara dashed from the room, calling as she ran to her bedchamber.
I don't know what to believe anymore. I just want to be somewhere where I can be happy.
Earthstripe sat at the dining table. Shutting his eyes tight, he gripped the table edge until his blunt claws scored deep gouges into the oak. When he looked up again, Sergeant Sapwood was standing there. Quickly composing himself, Earthstripe asked in a gruff voice,
"Are those vermin securely locked in their room for the night?"
The hare sat down beside him.
"Aye, sir. I turned the key myself."
The badger lord's eyes narrowed in a hard line.
"Good. I'd hate to think that a ferret and a weasel were skulking about our mountain during the night."
Sapwood tapped a paw alongside his nose.
"Ain't much fear of that, sir. I posted 2 sentries near their door. Catkin and Big Oxeye. If they ever did manage to sneak out of that room, those 2 would really find themselves with problems. Big Oxeye don't like vermin. No, sir."
Earthstripe could not resist a small chuckle.
"Almost makes you wish they'd try something, doesn't it? It's been a few seasons since I saw Oxeye chastise an enemy."
Sergeant nodded wholehearted agreement.
"Oh, he can chastise all right. I never did see any beast return for a second helping off Big Oxeye."